That was a big kick. That was a massive one. And he certainly came to the fore on the weekend for the Sydney Swans. Buddy Franklin, big brother, won again against little brother. Yeah. GWS not up to the challenge. Zach Jones joins us from the Swannies. G'day, Zach.
G'day, fellas. How are we?
Good, mate. Really well. Satisfying victory, to say the least.
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling to get one over the Giants boys. I think they're building a big rivalry over there with us, so it's good.
96-83, away game. Obviously, that gives you a bit of confidence as well, Zach. But it's the way you've been winning. Some of those close games at the end, you've really held on and closed them out. That must be very important.
Yeah, I think it's the desperation of we want to play at a high standard. And, we're just finding ways to win late in games, and it's really important that we keep doing that.
Winning's a habit. 6 straight wins, 9 wins from your last 10 matches. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good feeling at the moment, and I think it's built a lot of confidence from having a poor start early in the season. So now we're trying to build that confidence and get on top of what we want to execute.
It's interesting, TK, because you talk about that building confidence. How much do you then talk about it as a team? Mm. Because you don't want to sort of, you know, throw that monkey on the back, so to speak. But, Zach, are you talking about 6th place at the moment, 1 win outside the top 4? Are you looking ahead in those, what have we got, 5 games to go for you guys and some tough opposition as well?
No, I don't think so. I think we just look to each week, and we look to who's coming up next, and we focus on that. And you just got to take week by week, and the competition's so close at the moment, you can't really look past that.
You've got to be talking finals, though. You must be excited. The group must be excited, Zach. From where you were, you know.
No, we haven't spoken.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
No.
Well, I bet you've delayed the end of season trip, put it that way.
Oh, I haven't booked anything yet.
That's look, you should be winning this weekend, all right? You're back at the SCG against St Kilda. We look forward to that. Saturday, 7:30, isn't it? Now, you got a pretty tough run home if you look that far forward.
Oh, I haven't looked at it that far forward. I've only looked for this week, so I'm being honest with you.
You're being honest?
Yes, I'm being completely honest.
your media manager's not standing beside you at the moment, is he? Telling you
no,
not
he's
to say
definitely not.
All right. No. I'll tell you. You got St Kilda, then the Hawks, then Geelong, then the Dockers, then Adelaide, and then to finish off Carlton.
It's a tough run home, but yeah. I think the playing group is definitely capable of pushing for that finals spot and hopefully in the top 4. It's just we've got to focus on winning each week.
If you want to win the flag, though, you've got to beat every team. So yeah. I'm sort of with Zach there. I know it's a sportsman sort of cliche about 1 week at a time. I understand that, but if you want to win, you've got to be able to tick the boxes each week. Who's stood up the most, do you think, in the last, 10 weeks, you could say, Zach?
I think our forward pressure, a lot of our forwards that stood up, but Josh Kennedy is massive for us. You see late in games that he just steps up to another level, gets a lot more clearances, and his leadership out on the ground, super. So I think having him out there is massive for us.
It's nice to have Mr. Franklin kicking goals, though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I mean by our forwards. If we can get it in there and they're kicking goals, it helps us out a lot.
He had a booming game, no doubt. Zach, congrats again, mate. Well done. Thanks for your time and good luck against St Kilda at the SCG.
Thanks, lads. Have a good one.